and welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 118, Finding Balance. This is a conversation that I think is so prevalent in so many different ways, in so many different areas, and also one that's gone very, very mainstream, where I hear a lot of corporations these days, a lot of professionals out there talking about this beautiful thing, work-life balance. Kind of like this entire society that we live in is so off balance between work and life that there needs to be some sort of clarification and pull back and refocus with it. For me, that's a fascinating aspect to it. Yes, we'll dive into that. And you may be one of those people who feel very off-kiltered right now between your living and also your work life, where the two may not be playing very well together, or where you feel one maybe sucks up way more time and energy and effort than is required, leaving the other one a bit depleted. We've all been there. It's also fascinating if you tap in deeper how prevalent it is where we feel imbalanced. And when you are out of balance, most people feel stressed. They feel overwhelmed. They feel depleted, like they're lacking energy. They feel maybe scattered, like they're pulled in a gazillion different directions. I also find that a lot of people who are having this conversation and really seeking out more balance in their life, they have a sense of dissatisfaction, kind of like they're in Neverland or No Choice Land, where they want something different, and they may want a lot of things different, but those different things they're desiring seem at opposing odds to each other. And so that's where I want to kick off this conversation today. This is a quite out of the box and different approach. Surprise, surprise. Welcome to the show. It's something that actually popped up today during a private coaching session I was having with someone where she was looking at not just work-life balance. She's looking at making a career change and choosing something that stretches her a bit more because she's a bit bored with where she is. She was also talking about trying to find a place to live. She lives here in Los Angeles, like I do, and loves the mix of culture, also the impact that people can have here because it is a well-connected area. There's a lot of possibilities for connecting with other people in your field, for getting your voice out there, absolutely. It is a very densely populated area too. So those of us who love having the possibilities and the connection kind of go through this interesting thing where it doesn't feel balanced with our desire for being in nature and being in quiet and having a great deal of space, physical space around us. Also the mental space that comes from having not so many heads that may be bouncing around you or that many mouths around you chatting as well. So it's fascinating because she was asking for more balance, and man, I don't know what to choose because part of me really wants to be quiet in the country. But if I choose that thing, then I'm not going to be over here with these connections to have the impact I desire. So she had these two very different things she desired, and she was trying to find the right mix, the right balance to actually have them both. Now, please take a second and see where this may be at play for you. This may be two different things that you desire and really desire to have for yourself. You may be creating actively, but they're not quite playing well together now. You haven't quite figured out a mix for them. You can't quite figure out how to actually do both of them. And quite frankly, it starts to feel like they're in conflict with each other, that they are two things that may take so much time and energy and resources that you can't do both of them. What you've done, unfortunately, in your quest for balance and trying to find the right mix of them, you actually, underneath all of that, have already decided that you can't do both. And this was a huge aha for the session. She was looking at, again, this living situation of country versus city. in her head, she could not pick a place to live because she was trying to find the perfect mix and the perfect state of balance. And therefore, she was unable to choose. She was just somewhat floundering in that. And it struck me how often we are pulled in so many different directions by other people, absolutely, but also by our internal compass a lot too. We crave different things. There are multitude of things that we would like to engage with and create, and really to have the full breath of living that it is that we desire. But again, we quest for balance when we think that a lot of those things can't actually coexist in a really fun and generative way for us. So that's a lot of information. Just sit with it for a second. And again, see how many opposing, conflictual things you may be trying to quote unquote balance right now. Now, balance is an interesting word. If you actually look it up from way back when it first came around, balance was more about equalizing everything. Remember the old, I don't even know if it's a statue or if it's just a picture, the lady with the two scales, right, in her arms. Basically, everything was about trying to find an equal measure. So if you were trying to find a work-life balance, you're trying to find the perfect equal measure of how to put your energy into your home life and also into your business or your job. If you're trying to find the perfect place to live, you're trying to find the equal measure, that perfect mix of country and of city. We do this with our inner state and our body health as well, too. We're trying to find that perfect mix of things so that we actually have a sense of center and a sense of balance with it all. It's not wrong that you are looking for it. I get it. This is one of my guideposts, too. However, I go about it in a very different way. One of the first things to kind of break free of what you've been taught thus far and where you may be shooting yourself in the foot a bit is to look at where you are opposing your actions, opposing your choices, and thinking that two things can't be done. A lot of that is not actually yours, it's points of view that you bought from other people. That there has to be an equal measure of work and home life. For some people, maybe. There are also other people who really want to work just a tiny, tiny bit and spend the rest of the day at home. That's actually a balance and a mix that works really well for them. There are also people who do not do well at home, and they do way better actually being very, very active in a business or a job. That's a balance. That's a mix that actually works for them. You know, when I was much, much younger, I had a friend who became a very young mother at age like 22, 23. She was right out of college, was just married. Pregnancy totally took her by storm. She was very surprised at it. It wasn't something they were aiming for. She was just getting her career off the ground. And she isn't really a home kind of lady. She is a corporate head of the company kind of personality. And it was fascinating watching her, first of all, staying at home with the baby, being extremely miserable because she's totally out of her element. Yes, she loved her daughter, but that really wasn't where she shined. That wasn't where she had that balance of energies that actually worked for her. I watched her kind of chase that for a while, and then she went part-time, thinking that if she could be half at home and half at work, that would be the perfect balance, the equal measure, the perfect fit to actually make her happy and be there for her kiddo. That really didn't work for her either. She started to find herself being constantly pulled into the workforce. She felt that pull, that attention, and that desire and that love for that. She still actually wasn't enjoying her home life because of it. Because she wasn't choosing a balance that actually worked for her, she was miserable in both. It wasn't until she came out of the point of view that she was brought up with that women who have a husband who can support them and have kiddos should stay home with them, or at least just do part-time, that way they can be there for their kids. That's actually not where she had her joy. It's not where she had her balance and her recipe for success. Once she actually made the choice to go back to work full-time, she became a way better mother and a way better wife. Surprise, surprise. Her perfect mix, her balance, whatever it is you want to call that like secret sauce of success, for her really includes a lot of time at the office in that role and then being able to come home pumped up from that to then gift to her family. It's kind of a fascinating thing to look at how many points of view you've bought from other people about what the perfect balance to your life should be. What's required to have your business take off? I see this all the time with my clients who are entrepreneurs. This is something I've struggled with as well. There are so many points of view out there that if you're going to have a business get off the ground and succeed, you're going to sink lots and lots of time into that sucker. And you know what? It's fascinating because yes, there's like this action, there's this presence with it and an attention with it. Definitely. But so often we neglect where our mix would be to actually include off time, downtime, unstructured time that may actually create more when we show up for our business. There are many different ways you can have this conversation, and I don't mean to bounce all over the map, but I want to ring enough alarm bells in your world so that you can start going, you know what, I've kind of bought the point of view that this is the mix that I have to have balance between my work and my home life, or where I need to be living, or how I need to be showing up. None of that is actually so. Those are other people's points of view. For me, balance. When you are actually in balance, you are tuned into yourself. You are at home in your own body. You're at home and comfy in your own skin. And you are able to choose the perfect mix that changes constantly that would work for you, for your health, and for your well-being. You don't look for a place to live. You come home to live in your own body. And you're able again to have your guidepost, your inner compass, actually tell you what that perfect mix is. You know, most of us feel out of balance when we're stressed or scattered or dissatisfied or depleted completely. What if instead of actually measuring hours at the office and hours at home, how much city time, how much country time, how much off hours, all of that, stopped measuring it and actually started tapping into how you feel and how your body feels and how your energy and the space around you is in any moment, and allowed yourself to choose and adapt and add different things to the recipe that led to a more sense of balance for you? What would be different? Please pick this apart. This again is a lot of information for one episode. Dig in and actually start looking at the conflictual things you have now, those opposing things, the points of view you have, where those two things can't be created in the same way. You cannot have successful business and a happy family life. That's just not in the cards. None of that is yours, most likely. Stop buying that. What's possible for you? Also look to see where you're trying to measure and equalize the lady on the scale and really kind of eking out this really structured way of living, thinking it's going to bring you balance, when all it does is stress you out and bring you into your mind and your mind chatter. Also brings you down the rabbit hole of judgment, because oh my goodness, when you're measuring everything out to the ounce and you miss a little bit on one side of the scale, how much do you have to beat yourself up for and find a way to make up for it in the process? Shortchange my business this week. Next week, I got to work way harder. Oh, you know, haven't spent time with the kids. I got to beat myself up about that. Start to look where that measuring thing is at play for you. And please start exploring where your unique recipe for that sense of balance, peace, calm, energy, sustainability, joy is actually at play. And allow yourself to move and to shift and to change in that so that that becomes the guidepost, not the external things that we're taught. This is a big episode. Please break it down a little bit. Let me know how it goes. Again, you can always email me at lauren@laurenpolly.com. I've been getting some really cool feedback about these episodes. Don't hesitate to reach out, even if it is just something as a simple thank you or a hey, I have no idea what you're talking about. Can you please explain this more? I am more than happy to. Have an amazing week finding your perfect sense of balance outside of other people's expectations, out of the crazy mixing pot and equal measuring that we do, and really tapping into how you actually feel in every moment. And let's see what shifts. I'll chat with you next Tuesday.